Log Talk Radio.
This is AGACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
You are.
chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong, I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live. Chilling in the cut.
And you can't get in contact with them, this is what happens on live radio. But I come in prepared as always, and I've got something that I'm going to play until Drew 32 calls us at 10 o'clock. This is the Scattergories game that we recorded on my other show on ATAZP.com, the one that we get wild and loose on. So this is Scattergories. Here we go.
We're playing Scattergories. And the narrator, who is Little Taz with an attitude, is going to explain the rules.
They're going to roll the dice with a letter. When they get the letter, they're going to use that letter and name a list of categories which I give them. And whoever has the most in the 30-second time span will be the winner of that round.
No, in a 3-second time span. We ain't got 30
seconds.
3 seconds?
We're going to go 1,000. When they stop naming names, 1,001, 1,002. And if they name something before we get to 1,003, we start all over and let them go.
Example, you roll the dice, you get A. I say name famous females. So you got to name all.
Let's start with
an
A.
Start with an A.
Oh, okay.
That's, you see what I'm saying?
It's whatever you roll in whatever category.
You have
changed from one of them.
You talk in your mic. Talk in your mic.
And here we go. People
you
got places to be. People see. Roll it. H.
It was a weak roll.
Roll again?
No.
We need to see your
hobbies.
Citizen version.
Todd Hilton.
Hobbies.
Hobbies? Let's start with an
hockey.
A. Wrong. That ain't
that's
no
hobby.
Hobby. Hockey ain't no hobby.
It's a hobby if you ain't get paid.
It's a sport.
Handball.
Hoe dancing.
Handball.
Okay, both count.
That's a sport, too.
No, if you're not getting paid. Come on. Get
excellent, that one.
Hockey, handball,
hot dogs. You might as well say it. That's a sport, too.
Eating hamburgers.
Wrong. It starts with an H.
Okay. Who's
we start counting, not you. A.
J.
Can you talk in the...
J.
Thank you.
J.
She's like,
J.
Like this.
Terms of endearment.
And you don't start counting. It's the opposite.
Jolly.
Jolly.
Yeah.
No, it don't start yet.
Term of endearment. Justice.
1,001. 1,002. 1,003. I don't even know an answer.
Right, because it was a hard one.
Okay.
Okay.
Kenny got two. You got zero. We couldn't. You had a hard one.
That wasn't a roll.
It sure wasn't. Okay, she rolled an L. You might be able to get this since you don't have.
Can you talk into my
cars?
Limo, Lexus.
1,001.
No.
Lincoln. Shoot.
That's an easy one.
1,001.
1,002.
Limo, Lincoln, Lexus.
1,003.
Another one.
That's it. How many she get?
She got three.
Got three.
So.
Lamborghini.
Stop.
She ain't got no mic.
She doesn't need one. She's rolling for Kenny. I mean, okay.
It's me. Oh. Can I have a turn?
Oh.
Doggone it.
There's can no I love have a turn? In the room. Oh.
She can roll for me.
Okay.
Just roll for me.
Oh.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Mm.
Oh,
oh Lord. Okay now.
Oh, she's smiling too much. Someone's gonna get
can you just hurry up and get one?
Okay. Tree.
Oak tree. Oh, I'm in trouble.
1001. 1002. 1003.
That's all I could think
orange.
Of.
Oh, yeah.
Olive tree. Olive tree.
Yeah. Olive tree.
Oh, didn't man. Know.
I hope I get an easy one the next time.
Okay. Well,
no.
Is it, what is
it'll
it?
No
wait, we need to score. Kenny at?
Kenny has two.
Which really ain't two. Okay.
It's two.
It ain't two. Hockey and handball is three. Not no hobby.
did I get one? Did I get one
Limo
for Jolly?
Lincoln and Lexus?
Yeah, you get one.
Okay.
No, he don't.
Jolly.
Yes, he does.
Jolly is a term of endearment.
Oh, okay.
Is.
I didn't hear.
And
you got three.
And you got three.
Ramona got three. Mm-hmm. G. Wright got one. I got one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got
Kenny
got
a false two.
You keep an eye
Kenny
for,
has a real two.
For TZ, he cheats.
We got two more rounds.
You had two more rounds.
Two more rounds. This is the second round. One more round after this.
You should be able to get
okay.
this one.
Just hurry up.
He rolled a C, and it's gifts or presents.
Gifts or presents?
Beginning with a C.
Okay. Car. Candles. Coats.
Hey, no helping. One Mississippi,
cake.
Two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Three. He got three.
Hey, he got help.
I know.
Friend card.
Wait, he ain't got the first two. We got one more. We got one more round.
Yes, I got a caller on the line, which is 111. I'm going to answer it. Hello, caller. You're on ATAZP.
Isis calling for TAZ.
Oh, my Lord. I'm looking like, well, you know, I don't know this number. And I'm like, you had me hanging. I'm playing Scattergories. This is Isis, my online sister.
Hi.
How you doing, dear? Better late than never.
You know what, though? Okay, like the first few times that I called, right, it said that your number cannot be completed as dialed. And I'm like, black people will not pay the bill for anything. Even if it's a radio show, they will not do it.
Listen here, sis, I don't pay the bills here. This is, you calling Blog Talk. You not calling me.
Yeah, but you answered the phone, so it's your bill. I'm holding you personally.
No, it's not my bill. It's my show, but I ain't got nothing to do. I ain't got nothing to do with this 646 number. That's a New York number, right?
You know what, though? Enough with the lies. Enough with the half-truths. Can I get famous real quick or something?
Go on. Now, explain what you do or what you have done. Your resume becomes you. I couldn't even think. She's a. I know you're a you're a dancer, actress, probably a choreographer. How many more titles do you have?
That's enough. That's enough.
You got some more. I know.
You know what? See, now you're getting sketchy and everything. Okay. See, now you have people wondering things.
But explain what you basically have done. I know you. I wrote it in here. Also, my online sister, Isis, will be co-hosting with me at least 40 minutes of the show. talk about her years in Hollywood doing her thing as a dancer.
Yes. And actually, you know, the list that you gave is really complete. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm just going to let it speak for itself.
Because you also teach, too, don't you?
Well, I have. I've been asked to do clinics for the Dance Theater of Harlem, for the Triple Threat Dance Convention up in Vancouver. So, yeah, you know, San Francisco Ballet, all over, really, you know.
Yeah.
Career has been good for me.
Yeah, very good. And what are you doing now, or are you allowed to say?
I am. yeah, that's right, because the last time I was working on some things that I'm still not able to talk about. But, and again, that's due to pre-production and things like that. But, yeah, just mostly now I'm concentrating on TV. That's the big thing right now. And, you know, there is a little-known show where people dance competitively. And let me see if I can give everybody a little hint. Let's see. People dance with stars. I think.
I think you gave it away. You didn't hear it. You went directly to the title.
Well, not really. That was supposed to be, you know, kind of obscure. You know, people dance with stars. And you know that could be anybody.
Yeah, true. But Danny Terrio ain't on no more.
You know what? Oh my goodness! I can't believe. Oh my goodness!
I went back, didn't I? Solid Gold ain't on no more.
I can't believe you said his name. I can't believe it. I cannot believe
it. I'll say it. I don't know him from nobody else. I know I'm only on TV now. That's
right.
I wouldn't know him if he walked up on me, unless he still wear that Applejack hat.
You know what? Stop it now. Please.
So how are you doing, sis? I mean, it's just hard to get with you. It took a web radio show to be able to talk to you. We're just visiting now, okay? Because we got.
Do not believe this. Do not believe this. I just talked to him the other day.
Who?
That was you. That was less than, 5 days ago?
You talked to me about. It was about a week ago.
It was not that long. It was not that. That was Saturday I spoke to you.
Maybe so.
It was.
Because this Saturday I get a little older, and my memory tends to go every year.
That's right.
Well, it's going now. We did talk on Saturday.
Right, and let's tell everybody what we talked about. We talked about health issues. We talked about going to the doctor and being vigilant about our health, didn't we?
And speaking of that, they called me and gave me the all clear. Everything was cool.
Excellent.
I figured as much because I hadn't re-injured it through working out. I was working out real hard, and I pulled a stomach muscle. I thought I started a hernia. I thought I had that, but everything is all good now.
But let's really get to the heart of the matter, though. Let's talk about the professionalism and bedside manner of your primary caregiver.
I'm not going to talk about it. not on no radio. I ain't going to talk about that. Even though she be wanting to get a brother naked, I ain't talking about it. I ain't saying nothing about it.
You don't have to.
On every visit, I got to get naked, but I ain't saying nothing about it.
You don't have to. You don't have to. That's my job. Allow me.
No, that's all right. You're not there to even witness that. You have heard from me.
That's right. So, you know, it's really, I could tell the story even better than you, really.
Yeah, as many times you heard me complain.
But do not be fooled, everyone. Do not be fooled. It is not a complaint. It is more a whimsical observation. Not whimsical. Maybe wistful. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Wistful observation. That's it.
Also, we got another caller.
Excellent.
248. You're on ATAZP Live. Z Talk.
Yeah,
hello.
This is Drew.
What's up, Drew? This is Drew 32. Drew 32, meet Isis. Isis, meet Drew 32.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing much. What's going on your way?
Nothing much over here, really.
Drew 32 is a producer and rapper.
Okay.
Out of Detroit, Michigan.
Hometown, Detroit.
Yeah.
And I met him last year at the Atlanta's Music Conference in Atlanta. I met him and his father. And this cat is very bad. He gave me 2 CDs, which I'm still pumping now. And I know he's going. That's the old stuff. But,
okay.
But I'm just
about to say that.
I'm still pumping him now. And Drew is a talented producer as well, which really messed me up because, you know, I just thought he did, you know, all the rapping. Then I had to read the label of the CD, finding out that he actually did the beats as well. And he also got how he does his beats on YouTube. Am I correct, Drew?
Yeah, I have 2 videos on YouTube of just me making beats. But
awesome.
I really should do new ones because, I mean, I don't know, since I've got better at making beats, I just should update it.
Well,
so what are you working on now?
You said what am I working on now?
Yeah.
Right now I'm really trying to finish an album right now.
Okay.
With the songs that I've done. And,
okay.
Right now, actually, I might be performing in Greece, actually, at 3 different clubs in Greece. Just
that's
cause
cool.
I'm from Greek descent, so I might be performing overseas, and I mean it should be fun. I don't know if the dates are actually set yet, but I'm
what
planning.
Genre of music are you primarily focused on?
Just like hip hop.
Okay.
And speaking of which, we're gonna listen to something that see I listened to it when he gave it to me just to see if I had it, and
okay.
This song. Can't Stop Us. What possessed you to write this, Drew?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was kind of inspired by Stronger by Kanye. I don't know. I kind of made it sound like that, I guess. But I don't even know. I just was up late one night and just started making a beat, and I was like, dang.
That's when I do my best work at night.
Yeah.
Well, here's the song.
I could be up all night.
So could I.
Here's the song Can't Stop Us, Drew
Let's
32 on ATADP.
Hopped out the whip, I'm the man. When you say I can't. They tell me to sit, but I stand. Can't you see I got money in my hand?
Oh, they can't stop us now. They can't stop us now. They really think they know who this kid is. But I'ma raise the bar just like fitness. So don't hate, celebrate like Christmas. I'm all about the dough and you know that. I don't stop, I go and you know that. When you see me, I might be kinda greedy, but that's just me. The hate, it just keeps me up. I'm motivated till morning. I'm known to snap with no warning. I'ma make it rain, look it's pouring. All while y'all sleep, keep snoring. But when you close your eyelids shut, just know 32 stays up. And these haters can't bring me down. Oh, they can't stop us now.
Hopped out the whip, I'm the man. When you say I can't, I can. They tell me to sit, but I stand. Can't you see I got money in my hand?
Oh, they can't stop us now.
It's brown van. Maybe one day I'll hit on sound scan. Drive a Benz all silver through town, man. With 4 girls in the whip, they all smooth. I don't even gotta step out my house shoes. But every day haters yapping all about Drew. So every day I gotta think about my next move. I ain't beef all day like 5 courses. I lace the track like my forces. New kicks, I must be fly. Kanye told me I could touch the sky. So even when you close your eyelids shut, just know 32 stays up. And these haters can't bring me down. Oh, they can't stop us now. Hopped out the whip, I'm the man. When you say I can't, I can. They tell me to sit, but I stay.
make hits, chef boy apron. I got a new concoction here, taste it. It's freaking great, but I don't know what to name it. I'm on my grind all the time and I stay ballin'. Put my game high tech like Rasheed Wallace. And as much as I try to stay flawless, every day another problem is made on us. I gotta stay fly, look, I'm soaring. No matter what's at hand, I ignore it. All the haters wanna make me quit. One last rapper for one last hit. But when you close your eyelids shut, just know 32 stays up. And these haters can't bring me down. Oh, they can't stop us now. I'm the man. When you say I can't, I can. They tell me to sit, but I stand. Can't you see I got money in my hand?
You're listening to TAZ Live and recorded live. This is Ramona. Hey, TAZ. Welcome to the show. Yes, it's a TAZ Live, recorded live.
Yo, this is a TAZ Live, TAZ, with Isis in the house and Drew 32. I'm feeling that, Drew.
Yeah.
hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Now, how did you change your voice? Now, what you do? You had to go get the machine like T-Pain and everybody else.
it's a software. It's called Melodyne Uno.
Yeah.
It's a plugin for Pro Tools that I bought. But there's a bunch of other versions for it. There's
you know what? Actually,
same,
you know what? That puts me in the mind of Roger Troutman, you know, with the vocoder he used to use.
Yes, he did through his guitar. Also, Teddy Riley did it. If you remember Pumps in the Bump with Hammer, Teddy Riley on the long version sung through that.
Unfortunately, yes, I do recall that.
Drew, when you won semifinal round of a Spotlight Detroit Talent Competition 2007. You won a Spotlight Detroit Team Rap Talent Contest at the Ribs and Soul Fest in Detroit. You also performed. Now, this one I slipped by and didn't see because at 4 or 5 o'clock during the day at the conference, I usually leave out and roll back home, but you performed at the Atlantis Music Conference convention, freestyled as a stand-in act. Tell us about that, and that was late at night at one of the clubs or something like that?
Yeah, well, I wasn't scheduled as a performer or whatever. I was just there watching with my dad and trying to expose my music around to everyone there because I know there's a lot of people that were involved in the music industry, so we were just there. And we were at this one club part of the showcase or whatever,
right.
And the act didn't show up yet. It hasn't showed up, and so they were calling the name out. Then all of a sudden the MC hosting it just said, anyone who wants to come up here and just perform now, I invite you to do so. So I wasn't even a performer. I just walked up and asked them if I could perform. So I went up there, and I rapped one of my verses from a song. So it technically wasn't a freestyle, but it was a cappella. So.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
You know, I'm watching you right now, Drew, on YouTube at Heart Plaza 2007, and you are on stage with B Smooth. And the crowd, it looks as if you really had the crowd behind you. Do you remember that performance well?
Yeah, it was during in Detroit they have the fireworks presentation.
That's
which
right.
Actually, they had it, I think a couple of days ago. Actually, I don't know, but last year, I performed at this at Hart Plaza. It was the night of the fireworks, so like a lot of people were there. But the problem was it rained that day, So, like, not a lot of people came. And I was performing. People from Radio Disney invited me to perform there, so that's how I got the actual spot performing. And I just did 5 or 6 songs with my hype man / singer friend, Beast Mode.
It looks like a pretty fun performance for you.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you look like you're having a good time, so I'm glad for you in that respect. But tell me about your lyrics and how do you come about it? Because, you know, people write songs and you know, it's kind of indicative of what they're going through at the time or, you know, whether it's good or bad. So, you know, what's your inspiration for your lyrics?
Well, usually, well, I like, first of all, I'm going to say that I usually do my beats first. So when I'm,
okay.
When I'm, so usually I'll just write to a beat. So let me get that off. And then I guess I like doing punchlines sometimes. Just because it's fun, but I guess my lyrics, a lot of emotion is involved. So if I'm like mad that day, I'll probably generally make it like a pissed off song. So like I know I sent TAZ this one song called "Fantastic," which is talking about me being fantastic, and because we had been meeting up with all these people in Detroit, like lawyers and stuff, trying to. Like, because they were entertainment lawyers, and I was trying to give my music to them and stuff like that. And, like, we met with them, and then, like, never got a call back after. Like, no follow-up, so I was just pissed off and wrote a song.
Hey, whatever works.
That's a good segue, because I'm getting ready to play it now.
Are you for real?
For real. I got my finger on the button. Fantastic. Drew 32.
Let's hear it.
Fantastic.
Hello? Oh, wait, what's up? Let me call you back right quick. I'm about to put a track. Alright.
Welcome to my life. Welcome to my passion. Welcome to my flash. And welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is bore the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a boss. Like you're welcome to my life. Welcome to my passion. Welcome to my flash. And welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm in it to win it. Time's ticking, I'm waiting, I'm racing. Patiently stationed in my position, wishing to make it. Can't take it, check my laces. Got my Air Force strapped, ready to attack. I'm back, you want a piece of that? See where my heart is? I bleed hip-hop. Screw your little gold chains, screw your little wristwatch. Trick watch me as I'm balling, steadily all in. Putting it on the line, my poker's not my calling. I'm a magician with the cards I'm dealt. Hotter than the earth felt, but too far to melt. Sometimes I felt I just had to prove to y'all suckers I ain't a lame homie. I can groove with y'all suckers. Too many times I hear y'all on the radio blasting 808 to your ass crack. I'm fantastic, got the rap master. This time calls for drastic measures. That's why whoever wants a beef, I'm smashing. Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion. Welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is bore the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a boss. Like you're welcome to my life. Welcome to my passion. Welcome to my flash. And welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is bore to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm in it. Tired of hearing the same damn thing. Like everywhere I go, the blow continue to make your music. And the dough will follow shortly after. A massive disaster. I'm a freaking menace. Now these fakes who I'm after. I'm tired of all the hating. And the fake and all the blatant lack of patience. What they seem to look past is some freaking great and a dash. A rat, a mission is fitting and getting the stats. Track to track, back to back, I'm coming with me. If you disagree, I'm tired of all the beers that you bringing me. On top what I'm finna be. And all them enemies, surely they ain't no friend of me. And if you pretend to be, your friendship ended. Please tell me where you was at when I don't have nothing. All I have is this rap, all I have is this crap. Like all I have is this beat. What the hell I gotta do to prove to you that I'm sweet? Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion. Welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is bore to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a boss. Like you're welcome to my life, welcome to my passion. Welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is bore to the limit. So man, you already
and I'll climb to the sun and clouds. My pen's like tennis, and I don't murmur. I make a racket hit like Federer. A whole new level, elevate yourself. Like an elevator, baby, escalate yourself. Nah, I'm not perfect, but I can make a killing. Just give me a chance. Going from as small as the ants to blowing up bigger than that boy Kenny George. I guess it's true, homie, when it rains, it pours. Cause I'ma make it rain so much you thought it was a storm. Be warned, I'm freaking fantastic. Come on,
welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'ma floor like you. Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm in it to win it.
I used to call myself fantastic, too. That's how you got the TAC.
I really don't think that that's the truth.
I called myself fantastic. I spelled it P-H-A-N-T-A-C-T-I-K. Fantastic. I took the middle of fantastic and named myself TAC. I
mean, you might be a tick, but I don't know how fantastic you are.
Well, I'm going to have to scold you after this show. I'm being
whatever,
nice.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. Drew. That was really nice,
I like that
man.
Song.
I really like that, too. Actually, I like that one better than the first one.
Yeah, I like Fantastic. I like that myself.
I really
See,
do.
There's a reason why I sent you that one, because I knew I saw on your MySpace page it said Fantastic, so I was like, oh, I got to send it.
Yeah.
Please do not cater to his ego any more than you have. I'm serious. If my bank account was as big as his ego, I would be a wealthy, wealthy woman, okay?
The thing about it, it is bigger.
You know what?
It's not as big. It's bigger.
You know what?
That's what the ER.
You know what? First of all, I'm not having the back nine, okay, built in my backyard, okay?
That's another story. Let me get to Drew. She's trying to say I'm big balling Drew, and I'm not.
Drew, don't fall for it, man. Do not fall for it, okay? How many people do you know have six bedrooms but didn't know that until recently? Okay, the house is that big. They didn't know that until recently. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway,
that's
Drew,
all I'm saying.
When I first met Drew, you were 15 last year?
Yeah, 15.
Golly, you're an old man now.
By hip hop standards, anyway.
He's an old man now. So you got two albums, right? This is gonna be your third one, the new one.
No, I got one album, one mixtape, and then. Now I'm just trying to finish this second album.
Okay, is Fantastic gonna be on there? This is the new stuff.
Yeah, it should be on there. I know the first one's gonna be on there. I might. It's up to my choice whether or not I want to put Fantastic on there. But it sounds like people liking it. I mean, so
yeah.
What do I have to say?
That's a good dance record.
To influence you to do that.
That's a good.
I don't know.
Dance.
I guess a lot of the songs on my my better songs that I have for the second album coming up, I guess the content of them is lenient. I'm not gonna lie, I guess it's been kinda like a cocky type, egotistical type songs. Having a song called Fantastic, I didn't want it to be just another one.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness. We have a humble rapper. Oh, my. I'm floored. Oh,
you know, I heard this first, the first one and that other one he gave me. Man, it was rocking. I'm serious. And I let a lot of people listen.
Well, I want to sign up to be the first one to try and persuade you to put it on. I mean, I think, you know,
that's a good dance record.
That's a lead single, you know?
For real.
You know,
that's what I thought too when I heard it. This is my first time hearing it. He gave it to me, and I didn't play that one. I just made, you know, I was just bouncing through to make sure they were on.
You know what? I'm already going through storyboards for the video in my head. You know, I mean, I can just see it. You know, it's so clear.
She's been in a few videos dancing too, Drew. So
I'm gonna have to see them.
You know what? You might not have even been born then. So.
You was in a LL video, right?
Yeah.
She was in the LL video, so
yeah.
I'm sure you can look up some. Just look up the song and then find it.
You know, wow, those were such good days.
So Drew, you're gonna be performing in Greece, hopefully. How did that come about? Did you you ran through them lawyers you were mad at when you were singing about Fantastic?
Actually, you know what's funny though is my dad is a personal injury lawyer. So he's not.
Yeah, I know.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
So one of his clients is involved in entertainment. His name is Denor. He schedules after parties and stuff for like. Famous people, stuff like
right.
that. Like he did after parties for like the All-Star game and the All-Star game and like stuff like that. And I guess he had done some party organizing in Greece before. So
okay.
when he met my dad being a client, like it was like the perfect match because he like scheduled these parties. We're from Greek descent, and I'm like, you know, I'm a rapper, so like we got to hook up. So.
Right,
so I guess he
right.
just started. He started contacting these people in Greece, and they responded, and now it's just up to scheduling and stuff like that.
Well, that's real cool, man, and I hope more comes out of that tour where
Absolutely.
You know you can tour around different countries and just get your education while you're touring.
Hey, don't act like you don't know me at the Grammys, though, okay?
and don't be acting like you ain't famous. You one of the famous people, too.
You know what? No. See, I'm talking to him. Do not act like you don't know me when I'm bamming on the door trying to get in at the Grammys and everything. And then, you know, and I'm saying, but Drew, we were on the radio. We did a show together, man. Come on, remember. And then, you know, all this amnesia and stuff. Nah. Don't even do that.
All you got to do is say,
right.
Hey, Isis, all you got to do is say, T-A-Z.
You know what? I don't want to be removed by force, so I'm going to keep that rabbit in my hat, okay?
You know
don't want to be removed
not,
by force.
There's not a lot of people named T-A-Z, so.
Aren't you grateful for that?
Yeah.
By my side. And I'm looking at it. I listened to that song on your MySpace page, and explain that by my side. What prompted you to write that?
What happened was I made the beat for it, and there was this guitar part that was like like that, and like the first thing that came to my mind after I was playing it back was like by my side, and I was like, oh, that fits perfectly, and so I just started writing to it. And it was like this girl type song, like you got to be by my side or whatever. But then I changed it kind of to, it was almost like a like girl versus music type song. Like
right.
I had to, like it was like a pick. Like I had to pick. I had to go for this girl or I got to choose my music career. And I ended up picking the music, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, but you can still be by my side, like either way. So I had my friend come over, and we got the auto-tune on it, and his name is Asante. Well, that's his last name is Asante. His first name is Brendan. And so he came over. I sang the hook, and he did the middle verse on it.
Okay.
And I did the first and third verses.
This is By My Side, Drew 32 featuring Asante on ATAZP.
Cue the song.
Baby girl, let's take a ride. You can be here by my side. Be with me and I'll show you the world. Hey girl. Baby girl, let's take a ride. You can be here by my side. Be with me and I'll show you the world. Hey girl,
you're the type of girl that I give the world for, and everything you do just makes me want more. But if I fall for you, my career might fall too. It don't allow for love, but I'll call you, and in a little while we can be together. But it's one or the other, too late I chose cheddar. But constant reminders make me lose my mind, cause the guilt inside regret I still find sometimes. Just by the look of your eyes make me just slip, trip, fall, and then slide, cause I'm mesmerized. So plus now I'm getting blisters, cause my hands just tearing up your old pictures. I'm just trying to forget this shit before I hit rock bottom, cause all the trouble and bullshit I've been dealt with, fighting my own self, thinking I should have let you ride you by my side.
You can be by my side.
Just hold me up by your jewelry. Yeah, you can be
by my side.
Be my girlfriend. You make the world spin. Put me in a whirlwind.
Just by my side. Yeah, by my side. I'll take you for a ride.
Be my girlfriend.
By
you make the world
side.
Spin. Put me in a whirlwind.
I think you should be with me. By my side where you should be. I like you cause you's a hottie. Cute pretty face and nice little body. You make me wanna give the world. I need you, girl. Shorty, I'm in love. Yeah, I know we could be in the mercy lotto. Baby girl, let's take a ride. You can be here by my side. Be with me and I'll show you the world. Hey girl,
you can be by.
Drop top cause I love them rods. She a Michigan girl and I love those kind. Middle of the summer, yeah, it may be hot, but together we even out of butt, no sweat drops. Headed for, well, actually it doesn't matter, cause no matter where I'm headed with you it gets better. But when I'm with you, you just draw me in, and I can't seem to rap no more. I can't spit, so I gotta pick, what do I want, you or rap? And I know after my choice ain't no turning back. Sometimes I regret the decision I made, but hey, I guess I wouldn't be rapping today. But sometimes in the back of my mind, I still find myself thinking of you right by my side.
You can be by my side.
Just hold me up by your jewelry. Yeah, you can be
by my side.
Be my girlfriend. You make the world spin. Put me in a whirlwind.
Just by my side. Yeah, by my side. I'll take you for a ride.
Be my girlfriend.
By
you make the world
side.
Spin. Put me in a whirlwind.
By My Side by Drew 32.
That was pretty hot.
That was hot. Drew, give your information out so people can hit you up. Go to your MySpace page, buy your other your mixtape and your album.
My website is drew32.com. It's really easy, and it links right to my MySpace. So if you go to drew32.com, it'll take you right to my MySpace. And I got my songs on there. You can message me, whatever, add me as a friend. And if you scroll down, there's a picture of my album. If you click it, it'll take you right to iTunes. You can buy it. Right below the album, you can click the mixtape, and you can download that for free.
Well, Drew, I want to thank you for coming in and doing the show. This is the second time I did a show with you. And also, you said you're not going to be able to be at the Atlantis Music Conference this year, right?
Right. I'm not going.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to link up with you sooner or later. You got my number. Hit me up whenever, man. And we also need to do a collabo, so you can MP3 me a beat, or I'll come back and bounce one. Matter of fact, I'm going to have one for you, so that's for sure.
All right. That sounds good to me.
All right, then, bro. Take care.
Thanks
to your dad. I'll say what's up.
Good talking to you, Drew.
You too.
Much success. Looking forward to you.
Thank you. All right.
Peace.
I'm out then. Peace.
Peace, man.
Take care.
Yes, Isis.
Talk about rising stars, huh?
Yeah, he's a bad boy. Well, like I said, when I met him,
I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed, and it's kind of hard to do that for me because I don't
know.
I think it's age, but I'm so, I don't know what's the word I really want to use here, disillusioned. You know, I don't know. I guess.
Well, you got to realize I'm an older dude, and of course I like, you know, I probably like sensible music. You know what I'm saying? But I was really feeling
God,
it.
I hate that sensible music. Oh my goodness, how horrible is that? It's like you went away to die, you know.
I listen to stuff that makes sense, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Other than the shooting and the killing, which is just really ridiculous, because if they were all out there shooting and killing as much as they do on record, they'd be under a jail somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. You know why? You know what? This is not even the show to get political on, but. You know, I don't think so. I think that there are inner workings here that are unseen to the rest of us, and so it's just working. It's just working. You know, some of you Black Panthers, or you know, former Black Panthers might know what I'm talking about, but it's working.
Also, speaking of which, have you got the MP3s that I sent you?
You know, I do. Matter of fact,
I didn't have time to listen to them at all, right?
I have not, because you know what I'm doing. So, matter of fact, I just got a couple of emails from you, and they are still highlighted, which means that I have yet to go into them. Actually,
by the time you listen to it, you'll have a whole show. Because I'm doing 5-minute readings of the story. Remember I told you?
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. Okay. Well, I tell you what. You keep sending me new stuff like that, and I'll probably start opening those emails up much sooner. Especially if you got cats like Drew32, you know, in your little circle here, because I'm just really impressed. I can't say that.
What you call it? Cal Jason called me, and I couldn't get in contact with Aaron Bean. I couldn't get in. I left a message, but he didn't contact me back. But Cal Jason called me before the show.
Okay.
And he said he's gonna get with me. Just you know, going through some things right now, so he's gonna holler at me.
Isn't he the one I'm supposed to marry or something?
Yeah. You might have said that, but you know who he is. You know who he is, right? You're
yes,
familiar with his music.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I told him. I said, you know, me and my friend was talking about his music when we seen his video on TV. I was like, you seen that video? I said, man, that thing is like, we talking, but that's a bad boy. I was telling him that. He was tripping. So he gave me his number, and we're going to stay in contact. And when, you know, when he gets through doing his thing, he's going to hit me up, and we're going to put it down. He's going to give me some songs so we can
Good.
Put on the show. But, of course, like I said, I know, you know, through this show, I've been meeting a lot of people, well, through the other show, really, just by having the other show on my website. I've been meeting a whole lot of folks. And, you know, just the people listen to my music as well, so.
Well, yeah, a few people, anyway.
People that do buy it on the website.
I sell
for $6 a piece.
Well,
so.
You know, everybody has to start somewhere, and, you know, if 5 or 6 people are buying it, then you go, boy.
No, those were $5 or $6. Well, that's how you think the golf course is going to get built.
You know what? No, see, at least you admit it. At least, see, everyone, that was an admission.
It was a slip. I fell, and she threw a banana peel out, and I just walked on top of it.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was an admission. And I am so glad now that we have come home to the truth. Thank you.
I'm like, how do you think we're going to get a million? I buy the 5 or 6 people that buy.
Yeah, okay. So have you started estate planning yet? Or, you know, and I don't mean last will and testament either, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Do not be fooled. Do not be fooled, okay?
No, I'll tell you.
No, that's okay. You. That's you. This is how you come at me. So, you know, payback.
You ain't lying.
Payback.
I'm going to play a new song off of the Love Brothers, which is me and my friend Ron L., a.k.a. Smooth Sounds, in Virginia, when we recorded the 14 tracks in Virginia. This is All of You. The title of the CD, which is called All of You, but this is the Z Mix. Not the remix, the Z Mix.
Oh, my. Cue the song.
Remix!
Did all the music.
Of course you did.
Of course. And Ron,
there's no one better.
Ron L. will be in on this show on September 4th when we preview that CD along with the other three that we've done.
Okay.
In the last 4 years.
Okay.
And those are the hottest ones that really sell a lot because people like a lot of the songs. Then the next week, Miss V, who I produce and write for, will be in and we'll preview her latest CD, which is done, which is called Chocolate for You, which is also her fourth CD, and everything's got the number in it. The first one was called Sexy Chocolate. The second one was called Double Chocolate, which was for the second CD. And the third one was called Three Times Chocolate, and this one's called Chocolate for You. So,
wow. I've got enough chocolate there?
Yeah, because she's a very black girl. She she looks like my boot with a wig on it.
You know what?
I'm just playing. I love Vicky to death.
I mean, shouldn't the NAACP shut you down for that?
I want to say thanks to ISIS for calling in late but never.
You know what? You are not. You are not going to make me feel bad about you.
I'm not going to make you feel bad. But I know you. When you got the message, you had to go. Oh, shit. I know you had to cuss. You had to say, oh, shit, I told him. Didn't you?
That is not entirely true.
But I know there was some kind of exasperation from yourself going, oh, I just forgot.
That is not entirely true at all.
Well, I guess you was counting your millions, which does take a long time.
Well, you know what? You should know. Because if I am counting millions, they belong to you.
I wish you were my
accountant. See how I turn that around
accountant.
On them people?
Yeah. I see how you flipped it. But I wish you was my accountant. Because I
need... do too.
You're still flipping it, ain't you? It's like we do a, what is it, spin the bottle. No, we got to spin it again.
No,
I gotta spin it back.
No, man, it's stuck. It's pointing right at you. It is pointing right at you. Because, you know, I just admire, you know, your ability to be so oblivious to what's going on around us. You know, like, you know, gas is what, like $4 creeping toward $5? And, you know, and this man is like driving some kind of, I don't know, government issue SUV or something. I don't know. You know, what would that be again?
Look, you know? Talking.
And it's
a sports car and an SUV.
It's just a prototype, you know? And, I mean, they have
And the thing about it is, when she said, well, guess what kind of car my second car is? I said, it's probably a sports car, and it's probably got a top out. So your hair can blow in the wind, and she went, I hate you.
That's not true.
And I said, I guessed it right. I know.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is not true.
Oh, you want to just piggyback and just, you actually going to say that wasn't true? You didn't say that?
It's not true. Really.
But anyway, I want to say thanks. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, as always.
You know, whenever you know, you got time to call in again, you can. Just let me know something, then that way I can put it on the board here, especially when we do these crazy shows because we're getting ready to do one during a house party week.
Okay.
Which is October 11th, which is a Saturday, and we're not going to record the house party live on here because – listening to it over the speakers didn't sound good.
Well, not only that, I mean, we have to protect the innocent, so.
Yeah, and I got to edit.
Exactly.
So I'll be doing it and putting, like, two shows together. I thought I was going to do it live, but I didn't like the way it sounded over the speakers, so we're not going to do it live.
Always the perfectionist.
Well, I just didn't like the way it sounded when I did it. I did it before. I played music over the speakers and had a show, and it just didn't sound. It sounded like crap. And last Saturday, I went back and redid it in the studio and pre-recorded it and played it on Saturday, a special night of the show that I did.
Right,
but thank you, Miss Isis. I love you to death. You know
love
that.
Love you more.
And you take care of yourself.
You as well.
I will try. This
I know
is the
you
end.
Will.
Take care.
Just stay away from the doctor.
I will, and wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, I'll call you personally for that. Now, come on.
Okay, okay.
Bye,
love
everybody.
You. Peace.